Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, Daryl the Guru Johnson on a Monday morning after the San Francisco 49ers. They answered some questions yesterday. They beat the LA Rams 24-16. They're now 3-3 and back in it. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Very solid win, especially coming off a blowout of the Miami Dolphins. We're going to be talking about it all day. You're going to have first crack at it with rapid fire at 10:15. 888-957-9570. We can start lining them up right now talking about it's early, but what was the biggest win of the year for the San Francisco 49ers? Pretty impressive last night, fellas.
Man,
indeed. Yeah. Dude, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. I miss you.
Yeah, you're champing at the bit. You're itchy to get in there, Goo. And, you know, before we look to find all your assets, which were liquidated, I don't know if they turned to vapor gas or how that actually happened. Goo, you had to enjoy that. A little Sunday night football. Niners doing it like they're supposed to be doing it.
You know what? I felt like an outsider, and I did, because, you know, I'm not a football guy, Steiny and Dibs, and all week low, you guys kept telling me there was something in your gut. Don't count this team out. Don't write them off. And I'm starting to believe it must have been the noise. They were embarrassed, but I didn't expect that because I didn't see it. And I called Kyle Shanahan on a good day Bobby Fischer, because that's what he used to gridiron yesterday, is a great chessboard, Low Neil, and he moved his bishops and pawns all across the board, and it was beautiful to see Aaron Donald, our modern-day Reggie White, negated. Kudos to Kyle Shanahan. Kudos to Garoppolo. I'm shocked and I'm happy on this front, and I'm going to give it to Low Neil. Had they gone 2-4 and we went down, not that we would have, we could have, oh, the season's over. What are they going to draft? Now we got a season, fellas. It's ball game. They're 3-3, and we got to give them their flowers for yesterday's, I'm going to say, spectacular victory.
It was. I looked at this game, and what gave you any hope that they would win this game? I didn't think that they'd win against the Rams. You looked at the Rams, you've seen the way they've been playing. They've been playing very good ball, very competitive ball. Last night, the Niners looked like the team of last year. The Rams didn't look good at all. The Rams couldn't get anything going. They looked like the Niners. So you're like, wow, what happened? What changed? What was the biggest difference, you know, and what changed and why? And because we all came on the show last week and all of us were in agreement. One thing, Steiny, you, me, Dibs, Guru, we said, we believe that this team, in spite of their record, if you just said, what should this team be? All of us said 4-1. Everyone to each man said, only game that they got motorboated, only game that you felt that they had no chance is Miami. Besides that, there's a play here or there, whatever it may have been. We thought that this team could easily be 4-1. But for whatever reason, they're not. So what was the biggest difference last night? What was the biggest difference, Dibs and Steiny, to this success?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I really want to go down this road, but kind of shame on you guys. I'm talking about Lowe. I'm talking about Lowe and Guru. Lowe, you were saying things like, they're done. They're done. I would have expected more from.
Do you still want to make the bet nine? Not nine. Okay, if you're gonna go there now, Steiny, be careful because Dibs, you better tell him. Are those things starting to grow between? So now, do you want to say nine wins? Is it safe to say? Do you want to go any place you want to go?
It's not about nine though. Lowe is too early. It's about giving the Niners their flowers.
I'm giving it to him. He just came to. Wait a minute, Guru. Steiny, Dibs, you better tell your little best.
We were negative, and you made me negative, Lowe.
Dibs,
Lowe made me negative.
Oh, Lowe,
he's a grown man, Lowe. Guru. Don't try to
you
draw the
do
line.
This?
Don't try to draw the line of us versus them on this otherwise beautiful Monday morning.
Well,
he's able to wade into his own waters.
Keeping it real.
If you think that they're growing and you're referencing maybe his berries, I got a spoiler alert for you. We're past berry season. We're getting into autumn, so things start to shrivel up when you get into winter, Lowe.
Well, to use a phrase that we've all heard, you're never as bad as you think you are when you're losing, and you're never as good as you think you are when you're winning. All right, so, Lowe, here's what I'm thinking. You asked me what happened. I have four big keys, and I'll let you try to explain why these were different from the Dolphins game. Garoppolo was terrific. The offensive line was very good. The defensive backs didn't resemble anything like the last week or two, and it seemed to me like Kyle Shanahan was on point with his play calling. Those are the four things that I think changed. Now, why? That's why we got you here. One of the reasons we got you here. You know, it looked like let's start with Garoppolo. Why was Garoppolo good? It seemed like Shanahan had him getting rid of the ball early. They had no time to even develop a pass rush.
Yeah, I think not just that. I think the biggest thing to me is effort. Your offensive line, we got talked about it the last couple of weeks, has been a sieve at times. In the last couple of weeks, you're like, give these guys some time to throw the ball, and they can get the ball there. Last night, you saw the second drive of the game, Dibs. You saw that it was a situation where if you're playing another team, what would have happened if a team was on their Qs, A's and B's, they were on their Qs, what would have happened? And that play was third down. It was second down and seven. And I know you watched the game last night too, Goo. It was second down and seven on the second series. Second down and seven. Kittle runs a hook route. Jimmy G misses him badly. And then all of a sudden the third down, they didn't convert, of course. But that had a chance on that second down and seven to convert because Kittle was wide open. He overthrew him, didn't make the thing. And then the third down, they didn't convert. They had to punt. I wrote that down as a note. He had no pressure on him at all. So there was still some misses. They won, so I'm giving them their kudos. I get that. But I still see some things that you got to continue to clean up. You saw a play also where Hughes-Check's wide open again.
Yeah.
And a little pressure's in his face, and he overthrows him. They played a lot better football last night, guys. But if you guys think this team's out of trouble, then you're not. No, then we're madly mistaken. Did the Rams play down? Has the Niners been playing down to their competition? Was this a game that the Rams played down to their competition? The Rams didn't look like a team that was 4-2, did they? And you look at the way the Niners have been playing, have they just been playing a lesser of, you look at Philadelphia, some of these teams that they lost to, Arizona, did they play down? What happened? And all of a sudden last night they decided to turn it on and play. So I'm not going to necessarily crown them. I'm happy that they're back in it. I'm happy that they made themselves relevant. But, guys, I think we still got a lot of football left, and I'm just going to watch the process.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid fire coming up in 5 minutes. Start flooding those phone lines. 888-957-9570. And the question I have for 49er fans and our listeners out there, what happened this week against the Rams that didn't happen last week against the Dolphins? Why was there such a dramatic difference 1 week from the other? What's your main reason why that happened? 888-957-9570. That's coming up in 5 minutes. Rapid fire, guys. And we'll get some views on what changed for the San Francisco 49ers.
I think identity, Steiny. You were talking about it all last week. What is the identity of this team? And that is what you saw last night. You want to go out there and run the ball. They're 19-4 under Shanahan when they rush the ball 30 or more times in a game. That's the winning formula. Raheem Mostert, 17 carries last night in the first half. That was a monster half. They obviously had a plan to run the ball again and let Jimmy, quote-unquote, throw it. All those throws he had were one-yard flips forward, quick swings out to the left. It protected Jimmy G, but it also negated Aaron Donald. The blueprint, the game plan, Guru wants to call him Bobby Fischer. Boris Spassky, of course, Fischer's great rival back in the 50s. Go ahead, Goo. But
no,
he called a great game.
Come up with
and
one
executed.
More chess player, Goo. I
okay,
dare you.
I will. It's coming. Dibs, you had
Gary
a great
Kasparov
stat
is always there for
in
you.
The green room about how far Garoppolo's passes traveled. What was that? Right. One time it was negative.
Yeah, midway through the second quarter, his total air miles were about what I've done here in the COVID era. 0.00. Not flying. I had to drive to Washington, but that's another story. He was throwing no yards. Passes were all behind the line of scrimmage. And by the way, Lo, you talked about desire. How about that play from Debo on the first drive where everyone Amazing. In the world thinks he's down but Debo, and he's able to keep his feet and get an extra 25 out of it? That showed exactly what you're talking about.
It no question. That reminds me of one of the plays that I had there, Steiny. Remember, it was against I was with the Saints, and we're against the Atlanta. Uh-oh. And Goo, you can watch it if you desire.
I remember, Lo.
Yeah, yes, I go into the scrum, and Dibbs, you love this play. I'm in that scrum.
I love this play.
And probably all 10 guys are on me except one. I go in, I'm driving, I keep my legs. They think I'm down. I spin out, and the big fella scampers, Steiny, yes, 74 yards. Oh, fullbacks can't do anything. I was picking him up and putting him down, and he could go all the way. Scored, Steiny.
Yeah.
Scored, baby.
Boom.
But a desire and effort.
You can actually find the play on YouTube. Unfortunately, it's so long ago, it's in black and white only.
And, Lo, I believe you were carrying the ball in your left hand, if I'm correct, Lo Deal.
Yes,
you were carrying the rock in your left hand.
Yes.
Fullbacks should only they really should only carry the ball with those both hands right in the middle of their stomach.
Right.
Wow.
That's really what they should do.
Tom Rathman.
Goo, don't you think? Hey, no, by the way, you mentioned Debo Samuel, Lowe, and he started the game with that big run, and then fittingly, he basically put the dagger in with his great run. I don't know if it was a pass on that, the little shovel where he got the first down that put the Rams away. So, like, I realize that I'm not saying the 49ers are back, but there's no way they were as bad as they are against the Dolphins. And Lo, this is one thing I was saying a little bit last week is, you know, that loss against the Dolphins was the first time in the last 2 years where they've just been blown out, just
right.
a stinker. And, right. and I felt like we were just maybe coming down a little too hard, knowing that it happens sometimes with teams.
But you know what, though, to our defense, guys, we said, but that's why we clarified it. We said that was just a game where sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. That's
Amen.
Where the bear just got them. They just had a bad day. But that we still believe that particular time that Niners should be 4-1. So
right.
we said no matter what, Miami just had their number. They came out for whatever reason and didn't play. But you're still 2-3. So your record show you are what your record says. So for some reason, the Niners haven't been executing. For some reason, they've been playing down to the level of competition. For some reason, they're letting guys get to them. And usually you saw it when on third down last couple weeks, the teams that beat them. What was the biggest thing that killed the Niners on third down? The quarterback. You even saw an old beat-up Fitzmagic run plays on third down and pick up 15, 20 yards, especially when they go man-to-man coverage and the DBs and safeties, they turn their back to the quarterback and he breaks the line of scrimmage, and now guys are 15, 20 yards down the field, and a mobile quarterback's usually been hurting them. Think about the losses. Last night, D Did you see any time Jared Goff hurt him with his legs? Name me the losses, and you see how many times the quarterback has hurt this defense and kept drives alive and sustaining drives and just seemed like they were deflated. Last night, they came out with effort and energy and desire to win.
Low, you're right, Stein, just real quick to his point, and I think it's an insult to say that they haven't had that effort and energy the past few games. Styles make fights, and the fact, I wonder what day of the week it was when Shanahan said, you know what, I'm going to have my injured quarterback get rid of the ball quick, and that'll negate this Ram defense led by Aaron Donald. I mean, Dibs, that's worth $1 million, the fact that he went in the lab, and not one of us, not any talking head, pundit, thought that that might be an option. And I've never seen Donald on the sideline of a game while his defense is on the field. He wasn't pouting, but it was halfway pouting, Dibs. He was frustrated.
It's because you can't do anything in 2 seconds. Even the fastest drag racer, and I know Stein is a huge fan of good old NHRA, but even those top fuel draggers, they don't get down the quarter mile in less than 3.2, 3.3. So if you give Aaron Donald less than 2 seconds, sorry, but you can't get anything done, and that's why the game plan was so smart, Steiny, not only to protect Jimmy G, but also negate Aaron Donald.
All right, let's get it going. Let's get into rapid fire, guys, hear what the fans have to say.
It's time for rapid fire. Your chance to sound off on the week's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid fire starts now.
All right, here we go. 888-957-9570. You can jump in with your rapid fire takes. Here we go. Brandon in Newark, what do you got? Go.
What's up, guys? I love to see a Niner win. Seeing Kittle and Debo get out and actually make some good catches and then fight for those extra yards. The Yak Bros are killing it, but it's a tale of two halves. They put up a bunch of points in the first half. We're able to keep Aaron Donald on the side, but you got to play 60 minutes, and that's what I'm looking to see with them moving into the hard stretch they got coming forward. Can you play 60 minutes of football and put some wins together?
Fair enough. Good stuff, Brandon. Let's go to Devin. Devin is in Pleasanton. You're on rapid fire. What do you got?
Let's do it, fellas. So I think game plan's everything this week. It's going to be everything this season. We're not the same team as we were last year, where if our game plan slipped up, a.k.a. Salah, and we're predictable, our playmakers make a difference. With that said, Jimmy had 268 yards, 229 yards or yards after contact, 1.8-second average passing, getting rid of the ball. What I got to say is we need to give credit to those boys receiving that ball.
Thanks for the call. Good one, Devin. Let's go to Kane. Kane is in Oakland. You're on rapid fire, Kane. What do you got for the Niners game, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, great win. Good play by both sides of the ball. We seen what an NFL cornerback looked like when Verrett and Mosley came. Jimmy G showed up finally, and I'm loving how they played on that offensive line. We shut down Donald. All around good win. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's go.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's see what happens next week in New England. 888-957-9570. It's rapid fire where you get in and you give your 49ers take from yesterday's 24-16 victory over the LA Rams. 888-957-9570. It's time. Kevin in Sunnyvale. What do you got, Kevin in Sunnyvale? Talk to me.
Yo, what up, fellas? How you doing today? Happy Monday.
Hey, same to you.
So, as I was watching the game last night, Jimmy had a cool game, but I got to give my hats off to Kyle Shanahan. The game plan is excellent, and I say Kyle Shanahan won the game. Our playmakers are amazing. I love our rookie, but this season is going to be up to the Niners offense. I don't think the defense is going to carry it. That's really all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, and that's going to do it for rapid fire. Some good stuff there. I want you know, the part Brandon brought up real early, I want to get to is, you know, still wants them to play 60 minutes of football, and I get it. They only scored, they only had a field goal in the second half, but that game yesterday, I thought, guys, was a game where it was more important not to make a mistake on offense in the second half than to score. In other words, the only thing, the way the 49ers defense was playing, I felt like the only way the Rams had a shot is if the 49ers turned it over and gave them an easy score. And that's the one thing they didn't do.
And that's the one thing they can't do. And Lo and I have talked about this ad nauseum, the way this team is built. They're not built to come back from 28 down. You remember Kansas City last year in the playoff game where they fell behind like 24-0 to Tennessee. No worries, because that team is built for that. This 49er team is built to run early, get a lead, and let the defense keep you in the ball game. Guys, if I told you that Jared Goff would throw it 38 times and the Niners would have zero sacks,
he was awful.
You probably would think the Niners give up 35 points. But right. The secondary, my God, what a performance.
And Lo Neal, you weren't here on Friday, and I'll court-martial myself. I referred to Mosley and Verrett. They weren't difference makers. You know, I didn't know that they would have the impact that they had, and that's what Saleh and that defense was missing, guys that had experience. So kudos to those two guys. But I won't make excuses, Dibs, but Jared Goff, he had open receivers, some drop touchdowns, but it's not about that, Lo. The Niner defense had a pulse. It was bend, don't break. And at the end of the day, I know it's hard for you because it's hard for me. You're trying to look at this thing down the road, but it ain't about that, Lo. They got off the mat yesterday and avoided disaster by going 2-4. And again, I'm just perplexed at how Kyle came out with this game plan. And real quick, fellas, is there any other team or coach that uses his wide receivers or his playmakers, Dibs and Steiny and Lo, the way the Niners do, where they just hike and throw it to him in the flat? And, you know, everybody else is dependent on the long ball. That is just – why don't we see more of that? I mean, it's just a kudos to Kyle Shanahan and the offense.
It really is. It really just – Kyle Shanahan said, look, how am I going to have this team have success? That's by giving them plays. And we always talk about it. We say if all things being equal, coaches are going to help make decisions that are going to help determine the outcome of the game. If Jimmy G's not a guy that throws the ball deep, why would I start off just throwing the ball deep and trying to go down the field? He's a guy that's high percentage, get the ball out of his hands quick, and I got playmakers, guys that can make people miss and they can run hard. So why not do that? You saw the different motion, Kittle in motion, and looks like Kittle going out for a pass, and then he's blocking out on the perimeter, and they pitch the ball, and they got him with numbers. And they're beating teams with speed. They did a great job yesterday of getting the edge and making sure they get on the perimeter quick. So they made the line move up and down. And then once you make the line run laterally, guys, and now guys aren't penetrating, now they got to come out the back door. You saw the boots. You saw now guys running because of the jet motion, because they started off with that motion, and now all of a sudden the linebackers can't blitz. The defensive linemen have to say, oh, my God, this could be that jet sweep. So they're not running going forward. They're going laterally. So now they're going laterally, and then they got to redirect and go up the field. So Kyle Shanahan divided. He came up with the situation and said, I'm going to protect not just my quarterback, but I'm going to protect my offensive line. Didn't you guys like those design, those plays? You saw it early, and Dibs, you alluded to how Debo, you know, kept running this jet sweep, and he got up and picked up another 25, but Litron thought he was down. But then they kept that motion and kept that pressure on the perimeter. So watch the tape when you guys go watch the All-22, Dibs, you know, like you always do today, the next day. Sure. And watch how now the defensive linemen, you'll see them out. They're kind of saying, okay, they're not pinning their ears back. They're all going. The linebackers are now running out to the flat. They're trying to cover. Now the quarterback could drop back, and he was having more time. And having more times because now when those illusions were happening, now you had linebackers that were running out trying to cover that, and you had guys open running to the sticks, Kittle open, guys in the middle of the field. Why? Because they put so much pressure on the defensive line. I love what Kyle Shanahan was doing. You called it, guru. Here's a guy that's a mastermind. You talked about the chess pieces. He understood the situation, understood what he needed to do with his offensive line. How am I going to protect him? And I liked it, and I want some more of it.
Okay. That's all well and good. And you know what, Lo? I'm gonna tip my cap to Lo, because I know what where Lo's going, and I know where am I going,
Steiner?
Here it is. You look. You don't think the Niners are going to make the playoffs, and I respect. And I respect that. And you're smart enough, and you've played the game to realize, okay, they won a game. That doesn't change the big picture. The thing that I can't figure out is why Guru didn't think it was possible for them to win this game Sunday night. That's it.
Yeah.
They were 13-3 last year. They were decimated by injury. The Dolphins was one of those games where it all just went wrong. I mean, this team's, even if they're not going to make the playoffs, they're going to win games. They're going to win some games.
Steiny, I got something for you. Dibs, you tell me what you think of this, and I mean this. Throughout the week, even during the show, I put the game on. So, in all actuality, the game's just on all week, you know? So, the Niners lost to they got blew out by the Dolphins, but kind of subliminally, Dibs, in my mind, being that it was on damn near every day in the Johnson household, it was like that game happened more than once. And I didn't think mentally what was left of them physically that they could get off the mat. And it was just the lowly Dolphins. And Steiny, you're right, man. I'm owning it. I'm shocked. And
that's
I'm not low
new
yet.
I need something more. I need something more.
Cut yourself, guru. I won't do that, Dibs. But no. Kyle
he's
Shanahan was in
assets,
his bag.
Steiny. Yeah, you know okay. he liquidated all assets. So
I
know.
I slept in my brother's house last night, my brother Rodney.
Man, nice. Unfortunately, the repo man's coming from the lack today. I think 115 he's due by.
It's your fault. Lohan is jumping off the Niner wagon, Dibs.
I understand what you're doing. You're trying to put a wedge between the two brothers. And Black lives do matter. We understand. I'm glad, you know, Dibs is on to keep the balance, because we know what you're trying to do, Steinmetz. Don't try.
Well, listen.
You're right, though. You're right. I did jump off. And here's the thing. I get it. But you can be a bad team and still have huge upsets. I've been on both ends of that. Hell, I've been on a team, you know, we started off 2-0 and we only won two games. So I understand you could be a bad team and still find a way to shock the world and make things happen. Hell, Cincinnati Bengals was up on Indianapolis Colts, guys, 24-0 yesterday. You saw that, how that worked out for them. So Steiny, I get what you're saying. These men had effort last night. They played at a different level. They played at a different tempo. And you're right. Shame on me saying, hey, they don't have a chance. You know, I get what you're saying. You're right if you're talking about that. I'm just saying, you keep saying this team won 13 games last year.
You're right.
Richard Sherman wasn't there. Buckner wasn't there. I can name you five guys that on this team that's no longer there, that's no longer a part, that had big-time roles on this team. So is it the same? Yes, the offense has to keep score more. Yes, the offense is going to have to be more aggressive this year because the defense is not what it was last year. But they played a hell of a game last year. I want to give them credit last night what they did. So I'm not trying to minimize this, Steiny. I'm not trying to say, oh, they're no, I'm saying what they did last night. They said enough's enough. Let's play at a high level. And they did. They didn't play at the level they've been playing at.
All right. Well, let me throw this to you then. Does that game last night make you feel any differently about what can happen the rest of the season?
Absolutely. If it doesn't, then you're not paying attention. And this is where Lowe is going to have himself a tough time going forward, having already gotten off of the playoff bandwagon, because that is the way the Niners are expecting to play. The Miami game, and Miami's better than people let on. You know, Guru referred to him as the lowly or the hapless Dolphins.
Lowe's
been
three.
On board with this for a long time. Miami is better than we think.
Yes.
Brian Flores is a good coach, and they are heading in the right direction. So I'm not saying that getting blown out by Miami is okay in any way. And Kyle Shanahan yesterday referred to the embarrassment. And that's the way the Niners bounce back. Now, you look at their upcoming opponents, and I know we'll get into it throughout the course of the week, but the, quote, gauntlet isn't looking as daunting as maybe it did a couple of days ago.
Exactly. All of a sudden, New England's a winnable game.
Wow.
For sure.
Be careful, though. A hungry dog hunts best. And that's the thing, though, Steiny. Just like the Niners. Just like you. No, but follow me on this. And I'm not trying to make you guys follow me and come to the same church. So, Steiny, I understand. You and Dibs are going to have to go to church, Pastor Ron, because you're going to lose a bet to me and you're going to have to join. But anywho, as I digest, just like the Niners were up against it, they got embarrassed. They got friggin' embarrassed, just like we all said. And Coach Kyle Shanahan said they got embarrassed. There's a team that you're going to play next week that's been embarrassed too. COVID's took them down. A lot of things have. And everyone's saying, okay, is New England done? So you're going to look at two teams that both been embarrassed. two teams are going to be fighting for their playoff hopes and lives. These are you're right. Is it a winnable game? Absolutely. But you're going to have two physical teams, two teams that are trying to stay in it. So this is not going to be a layup for the Niners. It's not going to be a layup for New England. So both teams, we're going to get to see their best. And I really believe if you don't have Raheem Mostert, I think that he is one of the MVP. He's a guy, to me, he's the MVP on offense. I know Kittle's Kittle. We get that. But Raheem Mostert, just like Dibs didn't want to pay him last year, he's the best back on the team by far. And I know you guys want to pay him Dibs. You and I would go on and on. He doesn't need it. This guy's showing you his value. That guy is a beast. He gets the ball, and you hold your breath every time he touches it. If you don't have him, how good is this team? If you're losing these guys because some of these running backs don't fit this scheme that I think, like the Jet McKinnon doesn't fit this scheme. He's not the guy that's going to hit it hard. That's why they had to go with someone else. So I just think that this team with the injuries and the stuff that's going on, it's still a lot. It's still going to be some tough sledding, Steiny. That's all I'm saying. Still tough sledding.
But in the meantime, Monday morning where you beat the Rams to stave off a disastrous season, can't we just enjoy the flowers, Lowe?
Yes! Yes!
You're not. You took the flowers. You didn't even put them in a vase. You just threw them in the corner. We're trying to enjoy Victory
Monday.
They
still
Monday.
Got the newspaper around them.
Preach to a Dibs. Time out. Guys, am I being Debbie Downer right now, guys?
Oh, you're
you being
are,
Dr.
You
Debbie
are,
Downer.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Downer.
Okay,
you're all right, Lowe. Look at Steiny giving him.
Go ahead
pass.
And take a playoff, Lowe, and we'll refocus on Guru and his lack of assets.
Well, here's the one thing. Here's the one thing, Dibs.
Yeah, I got hit hard. That,
forget the assets; they're gone. But how about the guy, Mr. Tippy Toe Tentative?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we can't. Steiny, you can't play Garoppolo until that thing heals. They're throwing him to the wolves.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You don't throw him to the wolves, you're done. You're now 2-4.
And
you're on your own on that one, Goo. You're on your
I'm going to just tell all three of you. I like that. But this was their Michael Jackson game. This was the man in the mirror game. And it's because
going,
the Dolphins.
Well,
I was going to use that one for later. But they were embarrassed by Miami. You said it, Dibs. And now you have to give them their flowers. I don't know what this means moving forward. But the one thing we all do know is that 3-3, they got action. And the action is to get a ticket to the dance. And the dance is the playoffs. Offs just to get people messed up, but I didn't see this happening. I did not, and they battled on both sides of the ball. Was the pass rush the best? Did Goff miss open receivers? Yes, but at the end of the day, Dibs going for it on 4th and 2. That sent the message like it's code red.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Where they were on the field outside of Robbie Gould's field goal range, even though my fantasy team would have loved a 62-yarder, you're at the 47, 4th and 2. That's an automatic go. What was great, and Lowe can break this down in excruciatingly accurate detail, but and we maligned the offensive line. All last week, I was referring to them as the five turnstiles,
the old
Motown group, that. And I got to walk that back because they protected Jimmy G. And on that play, Lowe, the Rams bring the house zero coverage, right? Please explain exactly what the zero coverage was and what Kittle did to beat man coverage.
You love it. You got to absolutely love it. When it's zero coverage, you got to look at this. This is what this is, Goo. When you're going cover zero, you don't have a safety. You don't have a single high safety. You don't have two safeties deep. All you're right. saying, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to load up the back. We're going to load up the box, and we're going to play some man-to-man. And this is what we're doing. We're daring you to throw the ball because our pressure is going to get there before you get rid of it. That's why you're going all out zero coverage. But let me tell you what's open usually in cover zero. The middle of the field's open, Guru. Because you don't have anyone back
diddle,
there.
Diddle.
Kittle, down the middle.
George Kittle.
There you go. Lowe got his hype, baby.
How about this? There are a couple impressive numbers. How about this? Time of possession.
Speak on
essentially 38-22. Ooh. 38-22. Actually, 37-55, 22-05. But you get where I'm going. I mean, that game looked more like last year than any game this year has. You got to believe that.
And you just wonder, Dibs, can they do it? And I'm telling Lo Neal not to do this, but you got to, you kind of get excited. Can they do it in Fox? But it ain't about New England today. It's about last night. Rob Lowe, about last night, Dibs.
Yeah.
It's Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yes. And, the late Jim Belushi, who steals the entire movie with a Dan. Body blue. That's a great performance, but that is the formula. Don't hit me with my own fake laugh, Spadoni. And do me a favor and keep that haircut out of the Zoom camera, because that, that was a tough snip. But that's the formula. And before we talk about whether they can do it in New England or not, you look at the film. You look at the film today, Goo, and it's a whole different movie than what you saw last Monday. And what you see on film today, when you're looking at last night's game, that's the way this team is going to win. Not throwing the ball down the field a ton. Although, look at that third touchdown drive, Low, and look at the throws Jimmy G made. Two to Kendrick Bourne. He got Taylor involved. Then he finds
the
touchdown. He was throwing it down the field a little bit on that third touchdown drive.
He was. Dibs, you're absolutely right. He was letting it spin because, you know what? Because now he knew that the Rams, they were wore out. He was letting the ball go, going down the field. And he's right. And you know what they came out to? The music was last night. It's the last night they knew they were going to play. Said, how are we going to do it if we're really going to do it? Baby, we can do it. We can do it tonight. And they did it tonight. They did it that night. They did it their way. So now.
Take some time. Do it right.
Do it right.
You're going Evelyn Champagne King on me?
I don't think he knew he was, Dibs.
No, but I. Dibs. Excuse me, Stewardess, I speak low. I've always been able to figure out exactly where low is going. And I don't know if that was the come out music, but it was certainly playing in somebody's head.
Okay.
There is
definitely playing. Wasn't it good?
Low, there is a rat on the table, fellas. When Mostert went out, let's be honest, that offense, it got rough, Dibs. It got rough.
Hey, I don't know whether it's more fun that the Niners won, or that I was right on just about everything I've said.
Oh, Steiny.
He's happy, though. That's what he aims for, though.
I want to be both.
You are so bad. Dibs, is he like this when you guys play golf? If he gets a shot, I was right. I mean,
yeah, there's a song by the band Luscious Jackson called Mood Swing, and that's my guy, Steiny, because, you know.
Alex P. Keaton.
Might be too over after seven holes, and things are great, but a couple of double bogeys, and maybe the cartwheel didn't stop on 12, and all of a sudden now it's Sour Sam. Not Sourdough Sam, but Sour Sam.
I don't like who keeps saying that maybe one of the reasons Mostert doesn't run more than 15 times is because he can't handle that kind of load.
Can he not
handle it, or does he have to learn when to go, when to hold him, and when to fold him?
You know what? And
I'm not just like Kenny Rogers.
I'm being totally serious here, Lo. That's something that you got to answer, because tell me exactly what you mean there.
When you watch Mostert run, guys, Raheem Mostert runs hard and he runs angry.
Right.
And he's so fast that he doesn't slow down when he's running, trying to run through people. And he takes a lot of shots, and he's delivering a lot of shots, and your body's just not meant for that. And he's a hard physical runner. He's not making a lot of guys miss because he's so fast, but a lot of guys get out of their way, and they don't want to see him. So he's going to, at times, he's going to have to say, you know what? I'm just going to get down. That's something. You saw the pass and the catch that he had. He got hit in that yak yards. He probably 7-8 yards. I mean, it was amazing watching him run and how hard and how determined he was. And he's such a tough physical guy, but at times he's got to say, okay, I got enough, let me go down, let me not take that extra shot. And then he's got to still know when, okay, but this team, I need to do that. So he's got to judge that. You know, I played with the guy who ran hard, Eddie George, you know, down there in Tennessee. This guy's 6'4", 6'5", and at times you're like, big fella, just get down, we're going to be all right. Just get down, we're going to work this thing out. You don't need to take those many shots. Guy's just tattooing him and hitting him, and he's still going. And they'll wear you down. And then he said, okay. And at times he's like, all right. He knew that Coach Fisher and guys would say, Eddie, stop. We can't have you. We need you. Raheem Mostert means that much to this team. That's what I'm saying, Steiny. That, now I'm not telling him to quit, but at times you're right there by the sideline, you got the first down, don't jump back in and drop your head and lower the boom. Don't take that hit. Go ahead and get out of the bounds. That's what
I'm saying, what
he's got to do.
You know what, Lo? It reminds me of my high school and college career a little bit. When you know, I'd get into foul trouble. And my dad would be at the game, and after the game he'd be, son, you cannot get into foul trouble. You're too important. You have to stay on the floor. So,
okay, time out.
You see
time
what
out.
I'm
okay.
saying? So I'm kind of like Mostert.
Okay, so your dad was – okay, so I'm with you. So I understand exactly what he's saying. But why was he telling you you're too important? Because I understand Mostert. So are you telling me you were a stud?
Oh, nice, Low.
Man, yeah, we're serving up blems here on a Monday morning.
Low, have you not done your homework?
Wow. High school flashbacks, Tim.
Yeah, and he's on his colleges all decades.
Also college, Chief.
Low, yeah.
D3.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't – don't be – you don't want disgrace at the Chase with your boy, Low.
I'm not hate. Steiny. Easy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Lo. You're absolutely right. Now, and really appreciate you being here and good stuff. Real good stuff.
No, but you're right.
Lo.
So your dad did tell you the right. So you understand.
It's just like
what
a quarterback. No, it's just like a quarterback. You gotta pick your spots at times. I get it.
Right.
But he's a grown man. He ain't changing. This is just who he is.
But Jerome Bettis changed. Guru, Jerome Bettis, you watched him. You remember how he was running? He'd be running over people. And all
yeah,
of
but
sudden,
that belly got a little bigger, and he lost a lot of
explosiveness. And then he'd start jumping down, and then he would just – he would get low. But here's the thing, though, Guru. He would get hit, be getting hit, and all of a sudden, watch him. He'll just submarine down. Go look at some old tapes of Bettis, and he would just get low and get three or four more and just fall. Sometimes he'd do it. Mostert can be getting it, and all of a sudden, just – go down low and just dive forward. And just instead of taking those big shots, that's all I'm saying, Guru. I'm not telling him to quit. Just get what you can and live to fight another day. Because don't you agree that he means a lot to this team? Is it how isn't he one of the engines that make this run game go? Do you not agree?
I agree. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th. 888-957-9570 is the number you want to get in and talk about yesterday's game. Also, there are two players that were under the microscope yesterday that we got to talk about who excelled, and they deserve some attention. And that's all sponsored by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th. Take back your unused or expired prescription medicines at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. To find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeback.com.
They're going for it on fourth and goal, and the pass will be intercepted in the end zone. Jason Verrett was able to pick it off and go right to the screen to celebrate.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State,
on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Stein, that's Dan Dibley, Dow, the Guru Johnson with the great Lorenzo Neal, and Jason Verrett. He had a hell of a game, interception in the end zone that not only took away a score, but it actually got the 49ers better field position because they would have had a start at the two. Let's quick take a listen to Kyle Shanahan on Jason Verrett yesterday.
Jason's been great. I mean, you guys could see him in his coverages today. I mean, the play he made down in the red zone, play he almost picked. I mean, he almost had his hand on a few of them. I know he got that one, but he almost had a number of them. And not just how he covers, but – I mean, Jason's a man out there. The way he carries himself, the way he likes to mix it up. I mean, he loves playing football. He loves the physicality of the game, and he's a great talent in terms of covering. So I'm so pumped to have him on our team, and I'm just happy for him that he's been able to get out there again.
You know, last year, Verrett was a shell of himself. What's going on with him right now? Because he looks like he had some quality to the defensive secondary.
You know what, Confidence. Dibs? Go ahead, Lo.
No, I was just going to say real quick, Guru, I was going to say confidence. What he did last night is you saw him break on a lot of passes. He was playing the off-man coverage, and you saw when the DB, he's great anticipation. He's playing the outside, playing on upfield shoulder, the outside shoulder, and he never turned his back. A lot of DBs, when receivers start getting close and stepping on their toes, they bail. They do the bail technique where they actually open up their hips and they turn, and go down. Once they their feet and face down the field, then the DB stops, the receiver stops, and now he's got to turn back around. Barrett just, he's backing up, and you saw him, you know, but he just, in the technique where he just was able to plant the hip and drive to the ball, he was so close on intercepting a lot of those passes because he wasn't afraid of the receivers, and he trusted his speed and trusted his technique, did a great job breaking on the ball.
I did some homework, Dibs and Steiny and Lowe. You guys might be proud of me because I was looking at Verrett yesterday, and I was like, okay, what's his story? Because he was supposed to be something in this league. In 2016, ACL. 2017, ACL. 2017, again, shoulder surgery. 18, tears Achilles. 19, patella tendon. Those are all vicious injuries. He even had lost his speed to where he had to work with somebody low to get his speed back so he could play this position. And I guess I'm just going the word perseverance. It's a great story, but this dude, when I saw him last, I believe it was Pittsburgh, you know, it was a laughing stock, Dibs. I thought his career was over, and now this guy with the hair looking like Sherman was right out there looking like Sherm.
Yeah, playing like Sherm, look like Sherm, play like Sherm. And when you listed off all those injuries, man, it just puts it into a lot of perspective of how much he's had to overcome. But man, former first-round player, first-round talent, first-round skills, and, you know, Lowe broke down the technique, and now that he's healthy and you're not afraid of getting beat using the bail technique, you know now that you have faith in your body because you're healthy for the first time, you can make plays that everyone was expecting him to make back when he came into this league. And it is a good nod toward his perseverance and also for it to happen at this moment because you don't have Sherm and Mosley finally came back. So you've needed somebody to step up in the secondary desperately, and the fact that he's doing it now is huge for this team.
Yeah, he left the Chargers, and they thought he was broken, Steiny, when he was with the Chargers. The guy had a Pro Bowl type of year 1 year, and he got, like you said, good, and an injury. So that's why, you know, the Chargers had to let him go. The guy can play, and it's just seeing him come back and battle back, it's been really good. Don't you think, Stein?
I do, and Ivan in Utah has got a bone to pick with Lowe. What's going on, Ivan in Utah?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he gone? That's because he didn't want that smoke from from Lorenzo. All right, let's go to 211
back,
in Fremont. 211 in Fremont. What?
Well, see you later.
All right. Those are 211 should know better. So he may get
his boss might have been around Steiny. You know, you got to get away.
You think that's what it is?
FT. Oh,
no doubt. Yeah. Tibbs, you got to get it. You know, you get lost.
Goo, how would you balance that back in your day when you were doing sales and you're calling into Pittsburgh and Dallas and you're calling in the King? How did you pick and pop around management?
Oh, I got to go feed the meter. I'm going to take my break early. Get on the elevator, go down, come back up like that. You know, all good to it.
But didn't they, how much, I mean, sometimes you're on hold for a little while, or did they used to just put you right through, Goo?
Yeah, at the bat line, Steiny, so yeah.
Yeah,
After a few calls, you just go right in.
I got you. All right, 211. What's going on? What do you got, 211?
What's up, fellas? Hey, check this out. You can't let the haters hate, because look, you got to live in the now. You take that win, you worry about next week. As a player, you have to worry about next week right away. As a fan, you enjoy it, you dwell in it, worry about the next thing when that game day comes. Like, look at my Raiders, man. We beat New Orleans, and we upset the Chiefs, and it was more about, all the hate was more about how the Chiefs had a bad game rather than what the Raiders did. So just enjoy the moment. Don't ignore the haters. And how about them Dodgers, fellas?
Hey, how about those Dodgers coming back from 3-1?
All right, wow.
Wait a minute.
Poor Atlanta. Yeah.
Who gave the Ernt there?
Spadoni.
I thought he was a Dodgers fan.
He's an A's fan, Steiny.
So he's one of these guys where it's like, I just pick four teams and there's no rhyme or reason. Here's my football team.
I don't care who wins, Steiny, as long as it wasn't the Houston Astros, so I'm happy.
Okay. All right. I'll allow that.
Fantastic drop in, Spadone.
How about that catch Mookie made last night, though, Goo? I mean, going over the wall, grab and pulling that thing back in, that was huge. The way that game started off looked like Atlanta was going to motorboat them, and man, they fought back in that.
And somebody real quick had the audacity to say that wouldn't have been a home run, Steiny, had he not caught it. I was like, wrong? That was a homer.
All I know.
Yeah.
Well, here's all I know.
What do you know, Steiner?
All I know is it's setting up for Clayton Kershaw to win game one, then win game five, and you say bye-bye to that ugly legacy, that ugly and unfair legacy. And then all of a sudden, everybody who just lambasted the guy for 10 years, Did Andy Reid become a great coach just because he beat the 49ers last year in the Super Bowl? Come on, Lowe.
Keep it real, Lowe.
Andy Reid did not play in how many championship games and how many times did this guy bust? Andy Reid is not out there on the field. Andy Reid is not taking the bump. Andy Reid is not taking the mound. So for you to sit there and try to come up with that when you've been one of the best pitchers, I'm asking you a question, Steiny. If this guy, we're just talking about regular season, is he a Hall of Famer as far as MLB?
Sure.
Kershaw, without a doubt, right?
Uh-huh.
What would he be if he had – is Madison Bumgarner a Hall of Famer?
No.
Probably not. Let's just be real. Okay, just say it. You don't got to be a homer. Just be a homer if you want. Now, if you took Madison's postseason and what he's done, and you added that and took that away from Kershaw, his postseason, and what would Kershaw be? What would he be? Was he be arguably the greatest pitcher if you had what Madison's done and added that to his regular season? How would you view him, Kershaw?
Great.
One of the greatest ever.
Sure.
Okay,
I think so. I think he's won five ERA titles.
So without a doubt. So for you to say, for him to come and redeem, and he has not. He's been a gas fire at times. As he's pitched in these
reputations
big games,
can change. Look at John Elway.
He's had more than one opportunity.
No doubt.
It's been four straight years. So that's all. You just got to look at that and be like, all right.
Yeah.
So it's fair. Fair criticism.
Oh, it's fair, right? but he can
LeBron
he can
James had to take a lot of it.
No, we're
every
not
title.
Do that.
Back to the
we're
nine.
Not gonna do that because I've already gotten the scouting.
Dibs, what do you mean
you
thank
LeBron
you?
James.
No, we're already trying to pull the drain plug on this lukewarm bathwater of a baseball take.
I didn't want
to
say anything.
We're basking in the glow of a Niner victory here on a victory Monday. I don't think we necessarily need to debate the merits of Clayton Kershaw's Hall of Fame case.
Not
on
right
this
now.
Particular day.
Yeah, not
days,
right now.
Lorenzo.
But Lowe was bringing
I'm happy
heat.
For the Niners.
Yeah, Lowe was bringing
I'm happy for the Niners, guys, because they showed that they can persevere. How many times have you seen a guy like LeBron? Everyone's talking about it.
And again,
I'm trying to tie it back
to focus on the to stop trying to tie it, okay? We're not dealing with ties. We're dealing with zippers and snaps and buttons. We're not dealing with ties. We're basking in the glow. We're smelling the flowers after Kyle Shanahan put Jimmy G in a great position to win, and you won a game you had to have here.
There you go. There you
Thank
go.
You.
No doubt.
Hey, listen to Steiny Guru and Dibs on your smart speak. Just ask it to play 95.7 The Game, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. All right, we come back. We got to talk about the offense because the offense was subpar, to say the least, against the Dolphins. 888-957-9570. Who were your offensive heroes yesterday for the San Francisco 49ers, especially in that first half? Well, it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.